Hello, each and every one of you. Thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. So glad to have all of you with us. Wherever you subscribe to the show and listen, you rate and review on Apple Podcasts and other great places. And I'm going to continue our ongoing series. We are talking to another one of our esteemed Cannabis Radio hosts. And it's surprising that my guest on the program, it's the first time being on the guest chair. Meanwhile, he's been hosting the show Plant Profits for, I think, close to about 100 episodes now. He helps companies in the adult consumable and consumer product space scale and optimize via People Solutions at a company that has been recognized as a leading global search firm in the consumer goods industry. And I'm very happy to welcome the partner and senior vice president of business development at Protus Global People Solutions, Vern Davis, here on the Business. Vern, I'm so glad we get you on, and you know, it's way overdue for you to be a host or to be a guest, and you, after you've been hosting for so long.
Man, Brasco, thank you, man. I really appreciate everything. And yeah, it's amazing, you know, to realize that I've done over 100 episodes of a podcast, and I've never been on the other side of the mic. That's amazing.
Yeah, and then there are times where we've actually picked out of particular guests that have been on a program, yeah. And we said, hey, you know what? You should have your own series. And it was as simple as that. And the one thing also that is, it's also the same thing where you understand from the hosting side that the program you give on Plant Profits, I always tell people when they ask about what the show is, I always say it's profiles in leadership. To really just dig deep into somebody that, you know, it's the transition into this industry of cannabis that we all enjoy and love, and right. a constantly growing and spurning industry. And to get the stories that are here, I'm going to ask the same question to you. Just if you can briefly, you know, what was your entrance into the industry that brought you here? And I know a bit of it, but I'd love to have our listeners know what that is.
Now, you're talking about my interest into the cannabis space?
Right. What were you doing right before you decided to jump on it?
Yeah, so it's quite interesting, but a very natural transition. So at Protus Global, we are an executive search firm. And our focus has always been food, beverage, consumable products. That's our mainstay. Now, we do some ancillary things like packaging in the food and beverage industries, and some other ancillary like closures in the food and beverage industries, mm-hmm. those kinds of things. We do that work, but it all comes back to consumable products. And so in it was 2015, there was this just a swell of interest from all of these relationships of folks that we built over 20 years at that time, 20 years in wow. the business. We built these relationships, and this industry called cannabis started to, you know, this legal industry called cannabis started to peek its head. And so people just really start talking to us, talent. I mean, folks that we put in the companies, we build companies. The folks that we put in the companies just really start talking to us about, man, Vern, what do you know about this industry? What do you know about these companies? And what do you know about this and that? And man, and so it was so natural, because if you look at cannabis, it's you know, it's a food product, it's a beverage product, it's an ingestible, it's everything that we've always done. And what was so appropriate is that the industry was then, is still now, starving for amazing talent with the skill sets that come out of more traditional food and beverage companies and businesses and ancillary businesses.
You mentioned 2015. It is a great cross-section, because you see Colorado becoming that great case study, then California after that with Prop 64. You're seeing the amalgamation of just where business can go, and they see another great sector coming in. So it's much like we, you know, at Cannabis Radio, we had another radio network on. We saw potential in the industry and we jumped on it. And 2015 is when we jumped and started this network as well. Same kind of thing goes. Now, Produce Global, as you mentioned, you spent years, 20 years understanding the professional, personal, and financial motivators for candidates that allow your team to deliver against the needs of Fortune 500s and startups alike.
That's
being
what
most
we
strategic,
do.
Forward-thinking, value-added, which is where your tagline is building companies, changing lives. The recruiting pipe, I don't want to ask you about, Vern.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you brought some, there's been some great talent brought in the cannabis. We see this transition. And even back in 2016, I remember going to the NCIA's Cannabis Business Summit, and you see the Fortune 500 types that have come into the woodwork and where their backgrounds from, the accomplishments, which is really the onus of how Planned Profits has never has a shortage of guests because of the people that have and the backgrounds they come from, the legitimacy of the industry. I want to know your thoughts about how, you know, the industry has become such an appealing market to enter this type of great quality talent.
Yeah. So what becomes very obvious, you know, cannabis has gone through the natural phases of a business, the legal cannabis space, right? So there's all of this, you know, PowerPoint companies and just a lot of folks with great ideas that really don't know how to run a business, to be quite honest with you.
Right.
But they're smart. So they know that they need to bring those type of folks into their business. And they do that. And where do they come from? Well, if you're going to do edibles, why wouldn't you look at the food business?
Yeah.
Right. And if you're going to do beverage, why wouldn't you look at the beverage business? And why wouldn't you look at folks that have done it well for these tier one companies that consumers look for and are have great brands or in great brands themselves to bring into your business? Now, the question is, what do you have to attract them? Well, what most professionals want is the opportunity to make a difference, the opportunity to do something that's to leave their mark, their imprint on something in their life's work. Cannabis became the playground for that, right? That it provides this wonderful opportunity to do something special and put to work all of the skills and experiences that you've gained and grow in your career.
That's great. And I just think of how many people have come to the space. And, you know, I imagine it might've been starting as a consultancy type of deal, but then these businesses in cannabis realize we need to bring the real players in house. We need people that we're growing so quickly right now. We need somebody that knows how to handle this type of environment. They know what the future is. We see right now the expansion of multi-state operators. You need some people that know the structure of 500 to 1,000 employees, you know, all the different infrastructure, different departments that you need, and knowing the right people to come into the space to help build that business. And, you know, you're dealing with publicly traded companies now. You're dealing now with those that are, you know, looking to go coast to coast, and they're That's planning right. out and building that 5-year, 10-year blueprint to make that happen.
No, I absolutely. If you take a look at cannabis companies, when I talk to talent who are willing to make the transition, there's some really critical factors that play a role in their decision making. What is the board of directors of this company like? Who are they? What are their makeup? Right. What are their backgrounds? Can they put their hands on the steering wheel with me and we can guide this thing to success? They're looking at that. What is the economics of that business? Right. Have they built already a business or a plan? Do they have a plan to build a sustainable business that you can make money? Do they have already financial backing? Because what happens in environments like this, where industries are starting up and companies are all startup, all these companies are startup companies. There was no experience really in the legal sector, you know, before 2015 about how to do this or what to do here. And so all of that intellect, these folks that are talent that want to come into this, want to make sure that I can go in, have conversations with the board of directors, the founders, which are critical, obviously, and really understand can they support? Do they understand what it costs to do business? Do they understand really how much money they're going to need? Do they have a pathway to that economics? And do I really have a pathway to success there? So what I learned is that if I'm going to go to PepsiCo and take someone out of PepsiCo, is that I don't want to take them out of PepsiCo and put them and their family in a place that was not going to make the run.
Right.
So that takes a whole bunch of due diligence on our side at Protus Global, my side, and representing the talent and the client. It takes a lot of due diligence and credibility to really help professionals make that decision. And quite frankly, for me to make decisions about who I want to do business with from a client perspective in the cannabis space, because they need great talent. Right. But we can't take great talent out of a great situation and put into a sinking ship.
I worked for several media corporations before I came to where I am right now in this environment for radio. And it's been a joy for almost 16 years coming up now. I understand the corporate environment to the point where the cannabis industry, I imagine, was hesitant to have certain players coming into the space to create that corporate structure. But it is necessary to have. And I respect the fact that it's being created as such. I want to ask, you know, is there been any points where the talent you've brought in, where they're going to create that environment once again, or the companies that are going to be taking in talent, has there been any kind of friction at all during this, during the period that you've had in the last 5 years, convincing them to go ahead and say, this is the right decision on both ends?
Yeah. There has, especially at the beginning. And just as I mentioned before, how the talent needed to come into the industry.
Yeah.
What, you know, when you're dealing with smart people, they make smart decisions. They do smart things. They also, those new folks that were not in the cannabis space have learned to appreciate the authenticity of the folks that have been in the space and how important it is for their brand and what they do to understand the power of the plant, to understand just from a cultural perspective, to really understand how to do business in the space.
Right.
And to really get a better handle on the consuming public. It's been important that adjustments were made early on both sides of this. So I think what I see now is that the two factions have come together and more clearly work together for a greater good. And I think that is evident now.
Yeah, there's in harmony. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. We're going to take ourselves to a break, Vern. So when we come back, so many questions when it comes to the job market and where things have changed. The pandemic has obviously made an inevitable effect. The area where we are right now in terms of, you know, how the great realignment or the great resignation, you've seen those terms in the news. We're going to bring that up as well coming up after the break. I'm here again with a partner and senior vice president of business development at Protus Global. Also, one of our esteemed hosts on Cannabis Radio of Plant Profits. Make sure to subscribe and listen to the show. If you haven't done it already, you should absolutely do that. Hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast right now as we go to break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome back. I'm here again with Vern Davis, partner and senior vice president of business development at Protus Global and host of Plant Profits on Cannabis Radio. And, you know, I feel like it's the way I outline, you know, get the prep up for your shows. That's the same way I do it. It's like, it's the winning formula, right? Vern, I want to take something from the blog at Protus Global, which always has some good poignant features there. Sure. There's a quote I want to take from there, from a recent article. Quote, COVID-19 has fundamentally changed the world of work, and employees have many options at their disposal. Replacing employees is expensive, time-consuming, and can hurt employee morale and culture, leading to more turnover. So how do you retain your people and make sure that you are doing all you can as an employer? And, you know, even for myself, I'm not in office right now. I'm working from home, and a lot of others are doing the same. And to make that dynamic of saying, come back to the office, you know, the perks, the kind of the interest, you know, when the things have gone where they are and work has not changed. The office versus remote dynamic and how it's affected executive recruitment. Right now, is this something that is a requirement from your talent that's coming into a new position?
Yeah, I really appreciate, Roscoe, we're having this conversation about the world of work because it is the foremost topic in the talent and people industries of all industries, right? At the moment, the pandemic had piercing, I would call it a piercing effect on what was normality. It changed things. The game changed in March, April, May of 2020, right? After February acknowledgement that we had a problem. The change was is that everybody went home and worked from home and found ways to be productive from home. And that's what they did. And right when it was time to say, when we thought we had the pandemic, as we call it, under control to the level of people could start coming back to work, people said, why would I come back to the office? I don't need to come back to the office. I'm much more productive. You're getting more out of me here than you were when I was there. And guess what? If you look at the economic results of many companies, that plays its way to the truth, is that people were productive. Companies did better than they had done before. That's for a lot of reasons, of course, but people and talent made that part of their narrative that this is why I don't have to come back to work. And that is so true. And companies made decisions early. I mean, even a year ago, several companies made decisions that you don't ever have to come back to work.
Right.
And that was this phrase, work where you are, wherever that is. We don't care. Just get your job done. That has become part of our environment and the culture of the United States, and I'm sure other countries, about how do we engage the workforce. And if you take a look at what's really happening, some companies have come back to work, but most companies have started to listen really to the talent pool. And the talent pool says, I'm not coming back 5 days a week.
Right.
Hybrid structures have come about.
Sick days, you could almost kind of entice workers to kind of continue to take on some duties, and there's no travel.
The advantage is that, no, that is true. That is true. And I tell you, another thing that is really happening, companies are removing, he said, there's no limit to vacation.
Nope.
There's no limit to the number of days a year you can have in vacation. Many companies are doing that. They are just taking that as a stipulation off of the terms of employment, that you can take as many days as you need. I mean, obviously you got to do your job, you got to be available, all the things necessary to be effective in what you've been hired to do. They do send you a paycheck, obviously, but you don't need to necessarily, you want to take off, you take off. You know, we're not counting the number of days. So there's been a tremendous amount of effect. And like I said, companies have gone to hybrids. So people are in the office 2-3 days a week, right? Or X number of days a month. There's many variations of this, but they found ways to make it work. And so there is an impact on this in the business. if there's a negative impact in the business, if you're not listening to what's really happening and you're not paying attention, that talent is telling you how they're going to work. Now, the smart folks that I think are really finding out, because there's some reasons you want to be in the office, and different industries are different. I take our industry in the recruiting industry, to have people close, you get that kinetic energy, you get ideas, how to solve problems for clients, how to solve problems for candidates. You have impromptu scalable. You can have impromptu scalable meetings if you're there. And just the energy that you get and the intensity that creates can be helpful. That's you cannot deny the facts of that. Now, and there's industries what they're found, really, there's no need for us to be here. So there's struggles. Industries like mine, it's very hard. But flexibility is important. And I think what's been important to us is really listening and trying to be as flexible as you can in the scenarios that make sense.
You know what's funny too is that even with the pandemic that ever came, I think the technology was leading us toward this route anyways.
Okay.
Because I feel like we're paperless. Mm-hmm. Everybody can now connect to servers of whatever information they need right now. But there are the days where office, team collaboration, meetings, all hands on deck, right, various points where you have to go ahead and, meet in an office setting with other, companies, whatever that might be. You have to have some of that setting. But, then companies have to go and figure out, well, now we've been spending all this money leasing, property to go and work. And now we have to downsize, do we even need it?
Yeah. And, and companies have made the decision that I'm going to get out of the real estate business.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to take those dollars and put into my brands, my businesses, my employees, and create a better company that looks different. So there have been some very critical, I think, decisions being made about real estate and the expense of real estate based on that. It's not going to go away, though. People are going to be in the office.
There's going to have to be a necessity.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And there are times when people have to come together. Now, the point that you made about technology, since we've been having this conversation on Blunt Business on this show.
Yes.
I've gotten about 6 instant messages, right?
Right.
And I think that the technology can be utilized to continue to create that connection that you need, or the tap on the shoulder, or the drop by the office. You can do it through technology.
Agreed.
And people are making some of those adaptations to how they interact and how they get along in the environment. And here's the other thing I will tell you. The other key factor is, man, if you have the right people, it doesn't matter if you got walls that you walk into, or if you're doing it on a cloud, in an airplane, you can create something special in your industry, in your business, if you have the right people. The right people creates opportunities for how you work and how you want to work. And I think that's really, in the world of work, I think that's really important. Talent is king, and you must put the right groups together, people, individuals in the right place, doing the right things, the right value-added activities in your business to make any sense of anything, regardless if you have them walk into a Taj Mahal office or they're working on a mountain climb. Somebody's working on a mountain climb, somebody's on a bike ride, right? Or somebody's in a Starbucks and somebody's in an office having a meeting. If they're the right people in the meeting, you're going to get it done.
Motivation. They must be motivated. I totally agree with that. The best kind of employees, when you're even to make this remote sense work best, is that they're motivated. They have a feel of worth in terms of pride in their work and pride in what they're doing for the company. I agree with that. I want to take a story, and I'm going to gloss over something from insider.com. Last fall, there was a great story they put in, which is, what a great positive story. Cannabis industry jobs are on the rise, fueled by the great resignation. And this is ongoing today. So I want to just go through a quick passage on here. So the Washington Post reported that, you know, it's become a place of refuge for frustrated and underappreciated retail workers who left their jobs. Mm-hmm. Despite unemployment, temporary economic recession in 2020, worst economic growth in the U.S. for 80 years, employment went up by 32%, and the industry added 77,000 jobs across the sector, mm-hmm. according to a 2021 Lifely Jobs report. That's incredible. Yeah. Now, there's now over 320,000 Americans working in legal cannabis. Yeah. More than those who are EMTs and paramedics, aircraft pilots, or electrical engineers. So with that information, right. why do you think the Great Resignation has benefited so much of cannabis?
It's a new industry. There's an attraction and there's opportunity. You know, states are opening up, right? The state opens up, dispensaries are in place. It takes several people to run a store.
Yeah.
And that's why the retail industry saw a spike. And there's more dispensaries coming out, you know, we're basically covering half of the country now. You know, where cannabis has some representation, and the opportunity to go to work in an environment that maybe you feel that is freer, it's an environment that you may believe that you would thrive better in. Maybe you think there's less stress there. Maybe there's all kinds of reasons, but a key reason is there's more opportunity.
Yep. The other part I want to mention in the same story is most entry-level jobs are minimum wage in the industry, mm-hmm. but it's quick moving up that's possible. And lucrative managerial and executive jobs in the industry can rake in six-figure salaries, which mm-hmm. is really where you focus at Protos Global. Now, as the workforce grows, cannabis workers' rights groups have pushed to establish firm guardrails to avoid worker issues prevalent to industries like retail. Mm-hmm. This is from Economic Policy Institute. They report that, quote, without proper structures and safeguards in place at the outset, cannabis could end up looking like many other U.S. industries. So I'm mm-hmm. figuring they're talking about if there could be a time where companies are worried about, and this is not so much from the worker end, mm-hmm. Entry-level workers, but this is more to the executive mindset. Mm-hmm. They want to avoid what other sectors have had with unionization. So when you have this into play, is there obviously when you bring in somebody in to recruit, you also obviously must still consult and communicate with them on a regular basis. I want to know what you say to them so they can avoid that kind of issue from coming up to make sure that their employees are properly taken care of so they don't feel like they need to go ahead and come together.
And you mean from a perspective of unionizing, et cetera, organized yes. labor,
yes,
that kind of thing. So you know what's really cool is that it goes back to the people and the talent. There's some really smart folks in cannabis now, some yeah. really smart folks that have been very successful. They've got a lot of wins under their belt, and the smart ones, the real smart ones, understand that. The better I take care of the folks that work for the brand, whatever the company is, then the better we're going to perform and the better return on value that our shareholders are going to get. It's just 1 + 1 = 3. And those folks are going to do the right things. Now, there's always, you know, every industry is made up of a collection of diverse mindsets. Yep. And with that will come folks that will do things differently may decide to take advantage of the workforce. And, you know, and then workers are going to be forced to do things to organize to get what they want. Or they're going to leave and go to a place that is absolutely taking care of their workers. And so this is early on in how you build a company. You decide when you may not know you're making the decision, you're making a decision. Am I going to be a destination for talent? Right?
Right.
Or am I going to be a pass-through for talent?
Got it.
People going to come here and help me a little bit and then move on because things I don't do? Or are people going to come here, be here, invest here, and make us all very successful? You know, these decisions that you make early on, you determine if you're going to be a destination or not for talent.
Excellent point. Let's go and go to another commercial break. I got to get that now. Again, here with Vern Davis, partner and SVP of business development at Protus Global People Solutions. By the way, website is Protus, P-R-O-T-I-S, global.com. Make sure to go ahead and look at that as we go to commercial break. Back with final questions with Vern Davis after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
I'm here with final questions with my guest today on Blunt Business, Vern Davis, partner, senior vice president of business development at Protus Global People Solutions. Of course, and you know, if you want to hear Vern, you're not too far away right here on Cannabis Radio. He is a neighbor program on a show called Plant Province, which has been on 121 episodes to date, and it's been great. You know, profiles in leadership, really, it's a wonderful to go, you know, to really get to go ahead and know the quality of people that are in the industry, so likable, approachable, and so versatile in so many different backgrounds, and how they understand business so well, and how they understand how to make a company work. It's amazing. I want to ask you about something that's on your LinkedIn page, Vern.
Okay.
You wrote this, quote, "When I partner with a company, they become more than a client to me. I joined the team. I commit to helping every single one of my partners discover the most effective and powerful solution for them and take it upon myself to work closely with a team in order to provide the best strategy and results." End quote. Now, talk to me about the importance of embedding into the company structure. That said, talk to me about your work at Protus Global and how our listeners can work with your team, because that's, you obviously understand it. And there are obviously some Fortune 500 business people, you know, C-level executives that listen to this program regularly to find out great information and to really understand what they need to be cognizant aware of when it comes to issues in the industry that are very important. But if they're looking to enter this great space, how do they go ahead and connect with you and your team?
Yeah, no, it's great. And again, I want to thank you for putting the topic, the world of work, on the table. And I really, really appreciate you doing that in the cannabis space. You know, we at Protus Global, we pride ourselves, and truly it's our brand in our space, is that we deliver white glove service to our clients. And what that means is that we uncover every rock. We find answers to all the questions, that we are available 24/7, that we are intent as a team to make sure that our client gets the best outcome and best result. My approach on the front end of that is really to understand the company, and that typically starts with the very top of the company. So I really try to align myself with the C-suite of a company, and that's across all the functions of the C-suite. And that way, we have a better understanding of our client. We have a better understanding where they are today and where they're going, and how we can actually partner with them to help them to get there, because that's the objective. Talent is a vehicle to success or failure. And we want it to be a vehicle, provide a vehicle for success for our clients. And you have to know them. You have to know your clients to help them. And that's our philosophy. That's how we do it. That's our brand in the market space. And really, to get in touch with us and to really to get this service that we provide from a talent perspective, right, at Protus Global, then we have another entity called ACE Talent Curators that do staffing, temp and gig work and temp to hire. temp to perm work. That's what we do. And our whole collection of services that we provide to the industry is really, you can just go to protisglobal.com, protisglobal.com, and you can reach out to me, vdavis@protisglobal.com, and we're here to help solve the problem, and we understand that yours could be and most likely is unique, and we'll design a solution to support and help you get to your goal.
I must admit, now we've worked there for several years, and I know when we started Plant Profits, it was your partner Bert Miller, the first started the hosting, and then you took it over, rocked it. And I must, and I got to give this compliment. When we have guests on Plant Profits and your interactions with each and every guest, it's a masterclass in networking. It's amazing on how well you can, you relate in all of your experience and all that you've done. I get blown away sometimes about how well you are able to bond and gel with every guest we have on, and makes for great conversations. Like there is, I never feel like there's any like unfamiliarity. I don't feel like there's any kind of a disconnect. It's always a great connection. And always the fact that you had a number of guests that you've already had previous experience with, and you've already had interaction. It's always like, you know, after the call, we got to get together. We got to get a call. We got to reconnect all this and that. It's, that's something I, that's, it's the best compliment I can give. And that's a testament to what you do.
Thank you for that.
And what your company is all about.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And it's not work. It's a mission. And it's who we are. So I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
Isn't it great when it doesn't feel like work?
It's awesome. Why go to work?
You know, the work, man. That's how I feel like that all the time. That's just the way it is for me. Vern, it's been so great talking to you. I know we got to go and host your show coming up in a few minutes, as I record this today. And it's really great to have you on. And we should always, you know, I want to always keep the door open. If we have any more things coming up in the world of employment and recruitment, I'd love to go and bring you on back.
Let's do it.
This is great. But again, you will never miss out on Vern if you go ahead and subscribe to Plant Profits, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. Go to their website and work with them. ProtisGlobal.com, ProtisGlobal.com. People Solutions, it's great. Vern, thanks again. And thank you, listeners, for being here on Blunt Business and checking out the shows you always do. We'll talk to you next time.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you, Buster.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.